Reactive array, yikes. Well, it surely is one of the smallest things I wrote, and it is light and delicate. And as always, extremely dangerous, which also happens to be my middle name. It is sure to inspire the new to programming, but let us weep for the professionals. The React and Rune and Mob learners, the Arex, the Reflux and Redux, and whatever resulting curses and query languages they get their jimmies rustled with. The lesson here is that both the novice and the pro must learn that in the age of AI, you can ask for a simplified, lightweight version of anything and study the heck out of it without all the extra layers. In the last couple of days, I programmed two little applications, and I found them both lacking. After all, it makes little sense to give a counter or sample application a revision number. I sensed that revision signals and object property method access watchers are best for things like shopping carts and shopping cart items, where the product could change revisions and items in cart should update. The standard to-do list example is still not enough, but a collaborative multi-user to-do list could work well. Today, I sat down to a plain old array, however, just assuming that it won't work much. And I began with the unusual reactive array extends array, the thing that people usually avoid because they wrap arrays in their own classes instead. But you know, it worked, and I only made one change, adding a regular expression and function support to the watcher itself. If property access is done by a number, as in array n or array some number, be sure to trigger the needed functions. Arrays, famously, have more than just add, delete, or push and splice. They expose all their contents by an index number. Assigning to it now triggers the watcher, and it announces the change properly. I coded a preliminary mechanism to present what was added, what was removed, and what was reordered. Rather useful. It went pretty well. Just a few lines of code again. Let us talk numbers, though. The reactive array is 6 lines of code. This is shockingly little. The less revolutionary version from 3 days ago comes in still at the tiny 287 lines, but it already has tiny twisty little passages. And who needs to debug those on Friday at 3 p.m.? Technically, what I wrote today is a snippet, almost a one-liner. And it does serve as proof that what we all need to see is a reactive variable toolkit, not some reactive thingamajig that an entire community had to agree on. I'd sure be unhappy to be someone who wanted to learn reactive programming and ended up with weird stuff like runes or Rx. What we have here is very ordinary and predictable, and there are no twisty little passages. What you see is what you get, and that, in my opinion, is priceless. The others, well, they will have to learn to question reactive programming choices the same way I did, and start with their own toolkit, with the help of AI. If you are new to programming, the world of software development is yours to shape. Do what moves you. Travel that extra mile, and you will move the world.